Well, Johnny Keys, Clan McLeod back in the winner's circle. It was impressive.
Yeah, real tough one, Yessie Pete. She got annoyed for the whole journey, and she still toughed it out in the finish. But Anthony said to me after the race, he said, she's tough, this thing. He said she was waiting for him halfway up the straight.
Well, she handled a synthetic track pretty well, I thought.
That was another part of the plan, because even though we worked there and we know she seems to enjoy it, we hadn't raced on it. So I guess long term we'll look at... I'm going to back her up, and then we might put her away, give her a little let up and have a look at Import Cup.
Well, she ran over 2,100 metres at the first effort, the start prior, but that was a pretty weirdly run race where the cleaner and Norske really cleared out from them, and all the others were just sort of left standing. It'll be a different proposition. You're looking at this coming Sunday in Hobart to run it?
Yeah, that's one I've got earmarked, because the last 2,100, I don't think she was sort of given a fair shot. I mean, she just stood them up too big a gap, and I mean, she did make up a heap of ground, but she just, I mean, Burnbury couldn't make up the task she was set. So, and I've got to sort of really go to this one, because otherwise I'm not going to have a chance to give her good enough break to sort of have another crack later on, you know?
You've got to get her on some spring grass.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, we've got some nice paddocks here at the moment. But the other thing I'm sort of looking towards is I've got to get me ratings up a little bit, you know, to look to consider any of the cup races, you know.
All right. Well, what's she rated now?
She was 70 yesterday, so I haven't seen today.
Well, I reckon she'll go up from that. When the Devonport Cup has been at the back of your mind for a while, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. She seems to be the ideal sort of horse for it, you know. She's bred for ground and... she just seems tough and strong, and surely there's some sort of advantage with the hometown track, you know.
Well, she's more seems to be more comfortable when she races on pace and not have to get back too far and come home.
Yeah, although I still like her to, you know, be ridden quietly, as long as she's within reach of them, you know. We decided to go forward because they were winning from up front all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ideally if she's sort of... Yeah, a couple of pairs back, probably.
All right, mate. Well, look, what do you do with her? You're run her in Hobart this coming Sunday.
Well, then have a look. I'll throw a nom in and just have a look at it and make a decision from there.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Lovely. And would you even consider her taking across the water for a quick one?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's been considered for a while. But I thought, well, while she's getting through her grades here, it's probably a bit easier here than across the water. But yeah, she'll certainly get a shot over there.
All right, mate. Well, all the best. And also you would have been pleased with the performance of Wonder Valley. Got to the line very well and a win's not far away for Wonder Valley.
Yeah, she's been frustrating, especially with the barrier manners, et cetera, et cetera. But we've always known she can gallop pretty well. So, yeah, that was a relief just to get a score on the board, which guarantees us a start, you know, whenever we want to have a shot somewhere else now. So, she gallops pretty good, that horse.
All right, mate. Well, all the best with Clan McLeod, and let's hope that a win for Wonder Valley is not too far away.
Thanks, Luke.